got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be taken this dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to slice and dice and cut through the red tape of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. REACH, our mission is to put families in a home, not just a house. And we also want to wish you a happy Labor Day weekend. Thanks for joining us and taking time this Saturday to have some fun with us. And that's just exactly what we're going to do. You can count on it. Our website is reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Or you can call the folks at REACH at 561-491-1670. Coming up on today's show, we'll take a look at the value of your credit score when it comes to purchasing a home. And just how safe is your home? We'll take a look at that when Lisa Bond joins us later. And of course, we have the best housing and counseling experts on the show today here to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, REACH Radio will spotlight our home of the week, and we'll show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Oh, yeah. Labor Day news. Let's take a look at South Florida's real estate news and headlines with our news director, Mort Ages. Mort, what's up in the news headlines today?
We've got some interesting news. The headlines are Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi targets companies for prying on homeowners. Jacksonville-based Everbank to pay $43.3 million for foreclosure wrongdoing. The next one is 25% of Florida homeowners that are underwater owe twice the value of their homes. And there's a California city that's attempting to seize home mortgages by trying to use eminent domain to ease housing crisis. More details of these news headlines at the bottom of the hour. And back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
I don't know. You do that every week. It cracks me up. It just never stops. I have a face for radio, by the way.
I know you do, and I'm looking at it now.
Are you wearing sunglasses? Oh, let me tell you, we have a great time here on REACH Radio. Coming up, Darris Still shares a few secrets about your credit score. After that, Lisa Bond will show us how to make your house a safer place to live in. Then Kenesha Wood is up with the latest information about making affordable housing affordable to all. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to remind you that every second Saturday of the month, REACH hosts their free foreclosure prevention workshop. That's right, it's absolutely free. REACH workshops will show you how to lower your mortgage payments, how to reduce your mortgage principal, and how to stay in your existing home even if the bank has served foreclosure notice against you. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or the bank has started foreclosure, you need to consider attending this free REACH counseling and foreclosure workshop. It's the second Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the REACH offices located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big REACH sign hanging over top of suite number 112. That is 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. For more information about this valuable workshop, call the REACH offices at 561-491-1670, and remember, press 0 to get to the operator, or you'll be talking to some machine forever and ever, and you don't want to do that. That's next Saturday, September the 14th, and every second Saturday of the month thereafter from 10 to 11:30 in Palm Beach Gardens. Call REACH right now. The number again is 561-491-1670. Again, remember to press 0 for the operator. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your own home. All right, our first guest today currently works with the Broward County Housing and Community Task Force. He's been with the Consumer Credit Management Services in Palm Beach County and works for the Affordable Housing Collaborative. He has attended Palm Beach State College. Darish Still, welcome to REACH Radio. How are you today?
I am fine. I hope you're enjoying this holiday weekend.
Well, we couldn't think of a better place to be than right here at WBZT.
I hear you.
You're not out the beach yet, are you?
Absolutely not. I'd like to be there, but, you know, there's work to be done.
Well, you know, you work extensively in the debt management programs. Explain to our listeners just exactly what a debt management program is, would you?
A debt management program, it's a component or a tool that credit counselors use to assist consumers who have high debt levels. Through the program, you can consolidate all of your debts, your unsecured debts, into one payment. And creditors often offer the consumer certain concessions for participating in the plan.
All right. What do you consider high debt?
High debt. I would say if you're spending any more than anywhere from 30% or up of your combined gross household income, I would consider that to be high debt. And we definitely want to get that reduced. It's a tool. It's not to be abused.
All right. Well, when I hear, you know, high debt levels, I think of like 70, 80, 90,000 dollars. I mean, you're talking a percentage. Is there a dollar amount or does it matter? It's just...
Because you know, everyone's income is different.
Right.
So it's better to go with percentages than a set amount.
Okay. Well, you know, to some people, $10 is, you know, I'm in debt.
No, and if $10 is a problem, then you can contact the credit counselor and we can see what we can do to help you get over your debt problem, even if it's just $10.
I've got $10 I'll let you have, you know, if that's... What kind of debts are included in the debt management program?
We're looking at unsecured debt, usually credit cards and personal loans.
Ah, okay. Well, that, you know, along with everything else, how about car payments and stuff? Is that?
These are secured debts, and those typically cannot be included in a debt management plan.
Okay. So it's basically credit cards, maybe a bank loan or something like that.
Personal loans, credit cards, things of that nature.
Yeah. We're experiencing a pretty high level right now of that, right? I mean, the banks are... You know, freaking out, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Absolutely. Consumer debt is at an all-time high. More specifically, student loan debt is just, you know, it's at roughly $1 billion at this point. And the last I checked, about 40% of that is in default or close to being in default. So student loan debt has become a serious problem for this country.
I know that Congress is looking into that now. What's the latest news on that, or do you know?
Well, as it stands, there are no programs that are designed specifically to address the matter of student loan debt. I do know that there are several organizations, nonprofit organizations, that are offering student loan debt consolidation services where we can work to try to help stem the default crisis, get people current, get people paying, with monthly payments that are affordable for them.
Well, there's a high debt and there's no jobs. And you spend $100,000 in college, you get out and there's no jobs. Now what do you do?
Well, you know, at that point, the employment crisis is just that, the employment crisis. And I think that a lot more than just student loan debt stems from that. We're dealing with a housing crisis. more specifically foreclosures, student loans, credit card defaults, lower credit scores. When an employment crisis happens, it's so many other problems stem from it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's all based around having a job. You have the job, you can take care of that debt. Without it, you can't. So can I bring a student loan debt into the credit program?
Generally, no. A student loan consolidation, that's going to be something that's separate from the actual debt management plan. So no, you cannot include it in the DMP itself, the debt management plan itself, but you can still work towards getting those consolidated and getting them placed on income-based repayment plans, income contingent. There's a host of plans that are available for student loan debt.
Right.
I mean, as they're doing what they can to try to help out.
So they're not playing the, you know, here's the book, here's the phone, praise the Lord, you're on your own. There are programs out there that can help you out, right?
No, there are some programs that are available, and a lot of consumers don't know, or, you know, a lot of consumers just don't want to deal with it or face it, so they're not answering the phones, they're not opening the mail. And that's the worst mistake that you can make. Answer the phone, open the mail, see what's available, and address the issue. Help is available.
No, you're absolutely right. I think that's why they invented answering machines.
I'm not
Hey, you know, if I get involved in a debt management program or anything, does that hurt my credit at all?
Not really. Not as long as you're making your payments to the debt management agency on time, and that agency that you're working with is reputable, and they're dispersing your payments electronically every month on time. The agency must be responsible as well.
Right, and I know you have to watch out for the agencies that you get involved with. A lot of times I've spoke with many people that say they were paying their payments on time, and then the credit card companies closed down and said, we want it all. And turns out that the agency that was supposed to be making the payments weren't.
Right. Well, there are some steps that you can take to check to see, that consumers can take, to check to see if an agency is reputable.
Well, let me have three of those steps.
Three of those steps. Make sure, A, I recommend going with a nonprofit 501c3 organization.
Right.
I would recommend that the agency is an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. And make sure that the agency is licensed to do business in your state and that they use certified credit or personal finance counselors. Those are the top three. And then there's a matter of fees, too. Make sure that the fees are reasonable. For an enrollment fee, you shouldn't be paying more than $50. Your monthly service fee also shouldn't be more than $50. Anything more than that, you want to be wary of it. I would really, I personally would walk in the other direction. But just consumers need to do their research on an agency before they start sending them their money.
Absolutely right. We are speaking with Darish Still. He is a debt management and bankruptcy counselor. And Darish, you have a website that's you got lucky with that, didn't you? let's give it to the folks. It's www.darishstill.com. How rough is that, huh? DarishStill.com. Darish Still. Are you still the one?
I am still Darish. I've been Darish for all these years. I'm still here. I'm still Darish.
Okay. What's after I get through a credit program and I've kind of got myself straightened out? Does that establish my credit for me, or am I still in the doghouse?
Well, once you get your debt paid off, now that's of course depending on how far past due or what credit problems you had in the past. But once the DMP is complete, now you're back with you have zero debt, and you can begin to rebuild credit. But through the debt management and credit counseling process, you should have learned how to. Credit's a tool, how to manage credit more responsibly going forward. But yes, there's life after a debt management plan.
I think the key word in that was supposed to.
That's why it's important that you go with the right organization.
Absolutely. And how much does the, you said about $50 or something? It's got to be more than that. What's a debt management program cost?
I would say a debt management and enrollment fee would be somewhere about $50. Now, you will get some agencies, and I don't know how many are still doing this, but there were some that were charging the amount of your first payment. That's run in the other direction. An enrollment fee should be around $50. A monthly service fee should range anywhere from $20 to $50. And the nonprofit will also get contributions from your creditors. They do get grant money from your creditors to kind of keep the doors open and keep, because this is a nonprofit organizations.
Right.
They can't get contributions. You should not be paying any more than, say, 50 for an enrollment, no more than 50 every month for the service fee.
All right. Just to let our listeners know and to be clear on it, now that's $50 above and beyond whatever payment schedule that is set up, correct?
Absolutely. The $50 would be the service fee, and you would still need to make the minimum payments as agreed upon between the agency and your creditors.
Mm. How long does it take for a debt management program to be completed? I mean,
it counts on
how much debt you have, right?
Yeah, but I've seen it go on average anywhere from 3 years to 5 years, depending on the debt load, sometimes 2 years. Of course, the more debt, the longer it's going to take, but I've never seen a program span more than 5 years.
Mm, 5 years. And after that, you can jump right back into the credit card game, right? Do they pretty much...
But you really need to jump into it eyes wide open, using the new knowledge that you've acquired, and understand that credit is a tool. It is to be managed responsibly. It is an expense. It is not income.
And what do you think is the biggest problem with that? Why do people get their credit cards and go crazy with them? I mean, you haven't got any sense? No pun intended.
Not really taught in the public school system how to manage personal finances, more specifically credit. So those who are not credit savvy, they get this, they think it's income, they think I can use this to buy all the things that I couldn't buy. But it's not income, it is an expense, it is to be used as a tool to put you in a better financial position to increase your purchasing power in the end. And when you look at it that way, you handle them a lot differently. I believe that consumers get into trouble because of a lack of information, a lack of financial capability. And that's where the nonprofits come in and strengthen.
Right. And you're right about the public school system. It is a shame. I think I was in the ninth grade when they said, here's how you write a check. That's a ninth grade? I'm learning how to write a check? That's pretty bad.
So if the school system isn't teaching it, and chances are, you know, the parents, they didn't get the education. They're learning school of hard knocks like most of us do. And oftentimes I find that in families, the financials are a matter that's handled by the parents and often not discussed with the children, although we're starting to see that change. But for many years, that's just how it was. So the kids go out and they're also learning, you know, learning from mistakes. But we want to try to change that. I know the Jumpstart Coalition is working to implement financial education into the school system. They're doing a fantastic job at that. But, you know, families, parents need to take some time to teach good, strong, sound financial management skills and practices to their children and start them early. Let's not rely on the school system to do it. Obviously, they haven't been. So it really needs to take place at home. That's where it needs to be.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. You know, we're going to have to spend some more time. I would like to invite you back on the show again. I've got some bankruptcy issues that I'd like to speak with you about. But
sure.
We've been talking with Darish Still. He is a debt management and bankruptcy counseling agent. Are you nonprofit or?
We are a 501c3 HUD approved nonprofit organization.
There you go. And the best way you could take a look at Darish is at his website. It's www.darishstill.com. What's the phone number there, Darish? I had your cell phone. I didn't think you want me to give that out over the air.
So you can reach me in my office at 561-454-5634. I'm located in Delray Beach.
Super. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. I know it's a Labor Day weekend. Appreciate you taking the time to call in, and we'll have you back again, all right?
No problem. Thanks, Alan.
You got it. Thank you. All right. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. We're helping low to moderate income families reach the American dream. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in homebuyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and you're Your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. And this is time for our Reach Spotlight Home. And I'm just going to tell you this. If you're struggling with your mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure, or you're unemployed, Reach counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your credit score is or what your income is. That's not part of the Reach mission. All right. This week's Spotlight Home is not really a spotlight home at all. This is an opportunity. I want to take a moment and speak to you entrepreneurs out there that know what it's like to jump into a deal. And this is just exactly what we have. This property is located in Fort Pierce, Florida. It has 4 units. Each unit has 2 bedrooms and 1 bath. It's been completely renovated, and it's the perfect home for the right entrepreneur. In other words, you can live in one for free and rent out the other 3. The total is 8 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, divided up into 4 different units. So this is a complex that we offer from Reach. It's in Fort Pierce. We don't want to give out too much information about this because this is an entrepreneur special, and it's a perfect deal for someone that has a little savvy and wants to make a little bit of money off the place where they live. It's the perfect home for the right entrepreneur. Again, it's 4 units. Each unit has 2 bedrooms and 1 bath. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information about this property, please call 561-351-8000. That number again is 561-351-8000. Remember, Reach Radio is here to assist low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Find out if you qualify for one or more of these many homes in the Reach inventory by calling them at 561-491-1670. Remember, press 0 for the operator, or you'll be hanging on the line forever. You don't want that, that's for sure. All right. Coming up next is Reach Radio's second stage. Real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. Then Lisa Bond joins us with some safety tips for your home. Then Kenesha Wood will fill up your affordable housing gas tank with the latest information about what it takes to own your own home. Well, Mort, it's up to you. What are you're gonna fill out the blanks there, right? You got some pretty good stories there.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is Mort Ages with the news, and here we go. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi obtained a temporary injunction against 2 companies for prying on homeowners as part of a elaborate mortgage fraud scheme. The Attorney General managed to freeze both firms' assets in addition to filing the injunction. The Attorney General claims that the companies defrauded Florida borrowers out of thousands of dollars by operating a massive mortgage release scam. According to the complaint, the Cambridge Land Trust Company and the Hartford Land Trust Company, headed by Robert Vitale, charged homeowners upfront fees and falsely guaranteed that the defendants would restore home ownership equity in their homes. On Monday, the Broward County Court ordered the defendants to cease operation immediately. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We have stopped these companies from prying on Florida's distressed homeowners by stealing their money, making false promises regarding the future of their homes. My office will continue to protect Florida homeowners from these scams." The next news story. There are more checks on the way to people who were in foreclosure in 2009 and 2010 as the Jackson-based bank, EverBank, agrees to hand out $37 million to wronged borrowers. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency announced the agreement late Friday. More than 32,000 people nationwide are eligible for the money, which will range from $1,000 to $125,000 per person. Borrowers will be contacted by a third-party paying agent and can qualify for the money even if they didn't apply to the independent foreclosure review. EverBank was subject to cease and desist order for unsafe, unsound practices in mortgage servicing and foreclosure processing. In addition to money paid by EverBank directly to the eligible customers, EverBank has been ordered to pay approximately $6.3 million to organizations certified by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development or other tax-exempt organizations that have as a principal mission providing affordable housing, foreclosure prevention, and/or education assistance to low and moderate income families. The next news story. A quarter of Palm Beach underwater homeowners owe twice as much on their mortgage as what their home is worth, even as housing values continue to climb. According to a new report from the Seattle-based research firm Zillow, the level of negative equity overall is down countrywide, dropping to 42% as opposed to 32% last year. But a pocket of homeowners who likely bought or refinanced during the boom between 2005 and 2007 remain deeply underwater. Statewide, 35% of all homeowners with a mortgage were underwater during the second quarter, with 19% of those owing double their home value. In dollar figures, Palm Beach County's negative equity amounts to $8 billion. Statewide negative equity amounts to $89 billion. Just in Palm Beach County, negative equity amounts to $8 billion. And our last news story. When the mayor of Richmond, California, and a gaggle of activists and homeowners showed up at Wells Fargo Bank headquarters in downtown San Francisco this month, they were on a mission to speak with the bank's chief executive. They wanted the bank to drop a lawsuit aimed at stopping Richmond, California's first-in-the-nation plan to seize government-constituted power, to use the government-constituted power of eminent domain to seize hundreds of mortgages from Wells Fargo and other financial institutions. Mayor Gay McLaughlin and the plan's backers approached the bank building. The security guards locked the doors, and later she was told that there would be no meeting today. She grabbed a bullhorn and said, "I am absolutely not backing down." As curious tourists and lunching office workers milled about, Wells Fargo and three other banks, even the Federal Housing Finance Agency, think otherwise. The banks have filed two lawsuits alleging that the plan is an illegal use of eminent domain. This allows the government to seize private property for public use, like a house in the path of a new highway or a piece of land needed for a new park. The banks argue that that would severely disrupt the United States mortgage industry, because many other cities would likely adopt the same program to help homeowners in distress. And those are the news headlines. Let's return this to our handsome host and housing jefe. What's your name again? Alan Mason.
Let me tell you, Mort. First off, a gaggle of protesters? What the heck is that?
Well, geese have gaggles. You know, they've got other geese and little babies following them around. Yeah. So this mayor had a gaggle of protesters. But how about this eminent domain thing? She wants to take over the bay, all the houses, eminent domain, and help those homeowners who are in distress.
Well, that's what we have the 10th Amendment for. You know, what are you going to do? I want to know more about this this EverBank. Where is that bank located?
It's in Jacksonville, Florida.
In Jacksonville. And how do I get on that refund list?
Let me tell you, if you were meant to be on it, you'd be on it. But the interesting part about that news story is that they were also ordered to pay to organizations like REACH.
Ah.
Now, REACH needs to find out how they get on that list, because that list hasn't been made yet. But I'm sure that REACH is listening to me, and right now they're taking notes. So maybe we can get some of those millions of dollars to help us out.
Absolutely.
With the low to middle income people. So it's a good thing.
I was just wondering who to reach out to. But you're right. I think they are listening, right?
Yeah, Office of the Comptroller, I would suspect, or one of those federal, organizations with names and letters, and like HUD and OCC and all that stuff.
We love the three letter
acronyms. All right. Our next guest is a longtime Floridian, born and raised in South Florida. She has been dubbed the original hurricane prepper, but today she will be giving us some rod grounding safety tips about our home. Lisa Bond, welcome to Reach Radio.
Hi, Al. Great to be back.
There you go. That's much better. I have a litany of questions for you today. And the first one is the obvious. What is the most dangerous room in your house?
Well, that's actually split up between the bathroom and the kitchen.
Yeah, well, my wife says it's the bedroom, but I don't think I want to go. That's a dangerous room right there, buddy. Now, it's the kitchen probably, right?
The kitchen, the slip and fall factors, the burning factors, the hot water scalding factors, both run neck and neck between kitchen and bathroom, but then you've got chances of fire or anything else that's going on with...
The knife.
Okay.
What about the knife in the kitchen? I mean, wouldn't that be the most dangerous...
Well, let's just hope you know how to use your knives properly.
Well, I'll get a hold of O.J. Simpson and see what he says. But I didn't say that. No. Let's move on to the next question. What's up with these detectors? You know, I understand the smoke detector. I get it. You know, you're cooking something in the kitchen and the smoke and it goes off and all that. What's with this radon gas stuff?
Radon gas is toxic radioactive gas that could be in the home. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. It's a leading cause of lung cancer.
Really?
It's naturally occurring when uranium breaks down, which is kind of an interesting scenario to know that we all have uranium in the atmosphere.
Well, I don't have any in my kitchen. I have some in the bathroom, though.
Well, okay. The Northeast... Appalachian area and Midwest have higher tendencies to have that breakdown.
So it's
in the ground. It's naturally occurring. It seeps in through cracks in your home. It seeps in through windows, things of that nature.
So the best thing to do is try and get up on the second floor and
gas rises.
Not a good thing. What about mold?
Mold. Well, anything that's wet. If you don't clean up something, a spill or a water or a leak within 24 to 48 hours, mold will grow.
Right. Is it easy to get rid of? I thought just a little bit of Tilex, I think, is... Oh, I said a brand name. I'm so sorry. hey, listen, I'll talk about Reese's Pieces if you want.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, well...
Folks, we have a bowl full of Reese's Pieces here at the WBCT headquarters here, and we can't stop. But let's get back to the mold there. What do I do with that?
It depends on where you're finding it. If you're finding it in exterior places that you can try to clean it up, you can...
Spray.
You want to check and see if your ceilings are damp, if you have spots on the ceilings or places where it's leaking from the roof or something along that nature.
Mold can kill you, can it?
There are certain types that are very hazardous to your health, especially if people with respiratory issues and things of that nature.
Oh, all right. So you almost have to kind of already be weak, and then you get the mold, and then you're done for, right? can mold be detected inside the walls?
There are some detectors, but they're like $1,000 a piece for the equipment. So my suggestion would be to call an inspector who may already have that equipment.
Right, right.
And then you can go from there. That way, you don't have somebody coming in and ripping your walls down just to check.
Well, you're right. Yeah, have a detector, have a professional come in and take a look at that. All right, we're talking about things that can hurt you in your home, I guess. So how about loose rugs on a wood floor or a tile floor?
Anything that you can slip on or fall on is a hazard. So if there's some way to tape them down or if there's some way to put some anti-slip foam or something else underneath them so that that's not a hazard.
Right, right. Well, here you go. I've fallen and I can't get down tonight. I mean, what do you do?
That sounds like a personal problem.
It is. Well, so yeah, you have to watch out for the rugs and I don't know so much for the kids, but maybe for the older citizens that are living around here. You walk, you slip on a rug, you fall, you're in the hospital.
Yeah, they got to be really careful with that. There's a lot of rubber-backed ones that are probably a better use than some of the others that are on the market.
I'll bet you can get those at Home Depot.
Yes, they are available at Home Depot, yes.
Well, great. Now, let's go on to the biggest problem in the home, and I'll bet you a lot of people aren't prepared for this. Grease fires in the house.
A grease fire needs to be smothered. Please don't throw water on it. Please don't throw it in the sink. You need to put a lid on it. It'll go out. And something that you'll find interesting, I have a sister-in-law who was married to a fireman. And she came over one day, and I had opened up the cabinet under the sink to get a cleaner out, and she said, "You have a fire extinguisher under your sink." And I said, "Of course I do." She goes, "I'm married to a fireman. I don't even have one."
Well, right. A fire extinguisher is a good thing
really
to have.
It's a really good idea to have one. One in the garage in case of something with a vehicle or lawnmower or anything and one underneath the kitchen sink that's easily accessible for the house. Yeah.
What's your fireman's name, by the way? Is it Jose or Hose B?
Oh, my gosh.
No. All right, Lisa. Gosh. Good to have you on the show. Listen, where do you get all this knowledge from? Don't tell me the internet either, because I know you're a handy kind of a person, right?
Actually, I grew up with a theater background, so we learned to use all the tools and the equipment and everything we needed to do to build stages and sets and do design. So it was an interesting background to start with.
Super duper. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll see you again next week, all right? Up next, Kenesha Wood passes the perils of home buying, and there's no end to the information that Reach Radio has in store for you. So don't change that channel. We like it just the way it is. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, working as hard as possible for you and our listeners. And we can prove that, too. Think about this. If you're facing foreclosure or your mortgage company is knocking on your door, then our next guest has the information you need to stay astute. In 2006, Kenesha Wood founded a foreclosure prevention program in New York State where she counseled home owners and buyers through the outreach events and special financial programs. She hails originally from Jamaica, Mon. She grew up in New York and attended John Jay College, where she earned a double degree in criminal justice. Kenesha, welcome to Reach Radio.
Hey, Alan, how are you guys doing today?
Having
fun yet?
Hey, Mon, we're having more fun than you can possibly have with your... No, I'm not even going to say that. Hey, listen, you have a degree in criminal justice?
I know, a degree in criminal justice, a minor in counseling, but I've never used my criminal justice degree.
Oh, okay, so you're just minoring.
Think about it.
I gotcha. All right, well, listen... I had a bunch of questions here for you, but I threw them away because I just want to talk to you straight, because we want our listeners to get the real information about what's going on at Reach. Tell us a little bit about these programs that you have up in that acronym that I can't remember what it is.
You mean the MHA program?
That's
or
it.
The HAMP?
No, the MHA.
MHA, HAMP, you know, it's all synonymous. Some people call it Obama program. Some people call it the government program. In our world, it's called MHA, which means making home affordable. Not that I'm making it affordable. It just meant because back in the days when people were buying houses, they got egregious mortgages such as, you know, two mortgages, piggyback mortgages, or mortgages with high interest rates, you know, 10%, 12%. So that was not affordable because the income couldn't support the mortgage.
Right.
Or people who got, you know, qualified on Social Security, $1,000 Social Security with a $2,000 mortgage, obviously that's not affordable. So the aim of the program is to get people back on track with their mortgage and make it more affordable.
Right, right. Yeah, I know the banks were supposed to do that a long time ago. They've been having a hard time getting that done. How is that program different from the current program that we use now, the MHA program?
Well, what happened is that, you know, the HAMP program came out, initiated like in 2008 with the inception of that program. And, you know, a lot of people wasn't being helped. But there's been a lot of improvements. Recently, of this year, they had additional funding where they want to reach as many homeowners before the program expires and let them know that if you got denied for a modification before,
right,
you could come back and get a second chance and being reviewed again.
Well, that's pretty good. What are some of the reasons that people get denied for a loan modification?
They are, even though, you know, there's a lot of improvements and there are many different reasons why people are being denied for a mortgage. And one of the biggest reasons, because they're missing documents. Homeowners tend to try to do it on their own by faxing documents. We all know you fax pages to a place, pages go missing. So they usually have missing documents. Or they just put anything on a budget. The budget could be very crucial to someone getting approved and denied for a modification. So, you know, those are the two biggest reasons, missing documents and budget. And so we try to alleviate that burden from the homeowners and let them come to us. Let us do the work because we know what we're doing.
Well, exactly. How does somebody know what documents you're supposed to have? I mean, it's like going down to the DMV. You know, you get in line for 5 hours and they come up and say, do you have your registration? No. Well, you've got to get back in line. I mean, how do you know?
Before you go to the DMV, you usually get a checklist, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully you look at the checklist. So before you come in and see us, we usually guide. We do at least a 30-minute intake with the homeowner on the phone, and we give them a list, you know, simple list of the documentation that they'll need from their home. For the most part, the forms and the application, we'll be able to have that in our office and supply that with them. And we're very detailed, so we go through each one of those forms and complete it and the documentation to submit it. So we will let the homeowner know what documentation they need, depending on who the bank is. You know, and it's not everybody's the same thing, but depending on who the bank is, depending on who the investor is, and we know investors, the actual owner, such as Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA, their forms tend to be a little bit different. And we're able to look into their system and let you know as to whether or not your home is owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or FHA.
Right.
So then we are able to better guide you before you come into the office.
Well, the most important thing is, like Darryl Still said, you have to call. Pick up the phone and call. So if you do that ahead of time, right? Yeah. Then you'll have the information that you need. Tell me a little bit more about the unemployment program and the Florida's hardest hit program.
Okay, depending on the homeowner situation, the Making Home Affordable unemployment program may help someone reduce their mortgage payments by 31%, and you know, 31% of that income includes the unemployment compensation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have unemployment at that point, the bank is able to give you either 31% of that income they're getting for the month, or they'll suspend payments altogether for 12 months or more. So that's a great relief. And then the bank, you know, if you have foreclosure action against you, that will stop. You don't have to worry about accumulating fees and late charges and stuff because that won't be accumulated. That will be waived if you get on this program.
Right, once you get involved and enrolled in the program, right?
Exactly.
Right.
The Florida Hardest Hit program was given to, the Hardest Hit program was invented for states that was devastated, such as Florida and, you know, Nevada. They got hit really hard with foreclosure. And the aim of the program is almost a mortgage payment assistance.
Right.
And it does stop foreclosure, because if you're approved for this program, if you have foreclosure or sale that was pending and get approved right in time, the foreclosure sale would be suspended. So the Florida Hardest Hit program, what it does is pay your mortgage up to 12 months of payment, mortgage payment. And if there's any delinquency that you have, they take care of some of the delinquency. So between paying your monthly mortgage payment for 12 months and a delinquency, you could get up to $42,000 for that 12-month period, which is great. And then once you finish with that program, we will then assist you in getting you a permanent modification and get you get you back on track with, you know, living in
right.
your home.
So let me get this straight. We're talking with Kenesha Wood, a counselor at REACH, and you're telling me that we can get our mortgage paid for a year if we enroll in that program?
Right. The Florida Hot Assist Program is, you know, once, you know, and it is geared for people who are unemployed,
right?
Or were employed and has become underemployed, not making the income they used to make. And this goes to people who are self-employed, because we know a lot of people take hit who were self-employed, got a big hit, had to close up shop, and no longer able to do, you know, do the work they used to do. So now their income has suffered. So if you're a wage earner or self-employed or a 1099 employee, you can be qualified from this program once you can prove that your income has taken a dip, or you're no longer receiving the income you used to be making, or you're unemployed.
Okay. So, and I think if you stay there for 5 years, right, what happens?
Well, this payment that they give to you will be forgiven. It's not a money that you have to give back or pay back or worry about, you know, trying to pay those back. That essentially is free.
Oh, how cool is that?
Money, you know, for you to get back on track.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in and taking this your time this Labor Day weekend and speaking with us. We appreciate it. The number to call for REACH is 561-491-1670, or you can visit their website at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Kanisha, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you next time. All right.
Thank you, Adam. See you again.
You got it. Just a reminder, Saturday, September the 14th, and every second Saturday thereafter, REACH offers their free foreclosure workshop. That's right, it's absolutely free of charge. REACH workshops will show you how to lower your mortgage payments, how to reduce your mortgage principal, and how to stay in your existing home, even if the bank has served you a foreclosure notice. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or the bank's knocking on the door, you need to consider attending this free counseling and foreclosure workshop. It's every Saturday, every second Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 at the REACH headquarters at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big REACH sign hanging above Suite 112. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. For more information about this valuable workshop, call their offices at 561-491-1670. Remember, every second Saturday, and this Saturday, September the 14th, at the REACH headquarters. Don't forget to press zero. Don't forget, by golly, to press zero when you call that REACH number at 561-491-1670. And get the operator. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors. They're here to assist you in purchasing your own home. Well, let's take a pause for the cause as our crack news director prepares the Mort Minute. We're in the final stages of REACH Radio News and Opinion, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org.
Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670. Or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home. I know play it wrong. Ain't got no home. I know play it wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, and it looks like it's time for the REACH Radio rant. We call it Mort's Minute here. Mort, what is the subject of today's rant?
Am I ranting today?
Please do.
Well, the subject is, are we a caring nation? Do we really care? When you call a large company like AT&T, Comcast Cable, Florida Power and Light, or any of the large banks, do you think that you're speaking with a person that really cares? When you walk into a bank, either to make a deposit or just change your address on your account, do you feel the person who's helping you really cares? Is it their job to really care, or are they just robots going through the motions? When we just caught banks, and I reported on one today, red-handed, lying, cheating, and just doing something to you that is untrue about your mortgage, and they've not just done it to a few people, the banks have lied and cheated to thousands of people. So do they really care? If you go to the higher-up in the bank and you say, how can you care when you've lied, you've cheated, you foreclosed illegally, what can they say to you? And what about customer service? Are they caring? Do they really care for you? When a large company puts you on hold for half an hour and then comes back and doesn't really answer the question or do anything? And what about outsourcing? Does the person on the other end of the line in India, the Philippines, Argentina, Mexico, or whatever country really care about your problem? Or does he or she just want to get you off the phone because they want to fill their quota of calls for the day? I'm not sure. In fact, I've just had some direct experience with one of these companies, Comcast Cable. And, you know, do you think that they had a modicum of courtesy to phone me after I waited in their two-hour slot? Nobody even phoned. Do they care? Do they really care? Well, let me just tell you, we represent an organization that does care. That's Reach, reachforhousing.org. You can reach us on the internet. We are a group of people that care. We will listen to you. We will help you with your housing problems, no matter what it is. If we can't do it directly, we'll turn you over to someone who can. So telephone us. That's 561-491-1670 and press 0 for the operator. Or you can contact us on the web. And that's Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. I'm going to send this back to you, Alan Mason, our handsome housing jefe. So I'm sorry to do some ranting today, but you know.
That was a good rant.
I'm just wondering, do they care? Do any of these big companies care? I mean, they want us to think they do.
Yeah.
But hey, put me on hold for half an hour. I'm not going to be a happy camper.
No, not at all. And it makes you wonder what the word customer service really means today. And these little issues that you have, I mean, that's all over the country. How about the time when you're on the phone for 10 minutes and then you hear a click, click, click and a dial tone, you're gone. That's 10 minutes gone.
Oh.
So back you go again.
That's happened. That's happened many times to me, and I'm sure it's happened to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, this outsourcing, some of these people have trouble understanding what you say.
Absolutely. And just to let everybody know, you kept saying you cheated, you lied, and the Shields wrote that song in about 1956, I think. You cheated, you lied, you said that you loved me, but not true. Well, that's all the time left for us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. I'd like to wish you a happy Labor Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever it is there. Thank you for joining us and stopping by. Remember, you can reach us at reachforhousing.org. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. We are having fun and helping kids, and that's what all the good Shriners say up there in Palm Beach. We'd like to say hello to all those folks. And join us next Saturday for Reach Radio.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm alone.